The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf kuf samech chet. Today's daf is being studied in the Rishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, tenichaynu began Esther. Amen. We begin today's daf on kuf samech zayin amud bet. And we are starting five lines from the bottom. Ahu Tavra, Dehava Hatim Ala Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. There was a certain shuvar. Shuvar is a receipt that the lady gets for the ketubah that she takes and she gives to the husband. Anyway, there was a receipt that was written, let's say. And who was signed on it? Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba was the signature. Tiale Kame Hai Etita. So the lady came to the rabbi. Amra le lab ana habai. This is not me. You signed the receipt that I received my ketubah. I'm not the lady. You got the wrong person. Amar anana me amri lehu lav ihi hi. He says, interesting. At the time that they made me sign the shtar, I also suspected that it wasn't you. And I told the people there, I said, this doesn't look like the lady that we're discussing. But they told me, Mekashu de Kashala. She got old. This is her. She's aged. Ubagar la kala. And her voice has become a little more mature. So he's saying, I also thought like you originally, but now they told me no, that's indeed you. So Amar Abayeh, the hadush of the story is, Afagav the Amur Banan. Normally we have a law. Once you say a testimony, you cannot recant your testimony. You can't go back on what you said. And over here, then let it for pesukim. So over here, the rabbi said originally, I said, it's not you. And now he says, yeah, but I think it is you now. So he's going back and forth, he's wavering. It says, "Surbam Rabbanan, lav urche lemedak." A Tamir Chacham, it's not his way to look at women. So therefore, even though originally the rabbi said, yeah, I also thought it wasn't you. But when they told him, me that you age and you got old and all that, so I said, okay, she changed. Because when a rabbi is testifying on a woman, we don't say he changes testimony. Because we say initially, he didn't look at us so good. He doesn't look. So therefore he's not giving you understand why he didn't know who was originally. Turbam Rabbanan, look at the second line in Ashbam. Kegon, Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, lav darke lemedak ulakir banashim kol kach. Doesn't look at women. V'hagada kamayta she'amad elav ihihi. The first thing that he said, that he told the people, it's not her. Lav klumi. V'lo mikli chuzeru magibi mashu ala basof, ati. It's not changing his testimony later on when he said, you are the one. Ela shel shtanei kolcha. Dekevan d'amar ashta, dekdakti yafeh, sabkhin aleh v'emnin aleh. The second thing he says, now I was careful to look, and I see that it is indeed you. So therefore we say, okay, the beginning he wasn't medakdek, because it's not the way of rabbis to look at the ladies. Now he is. Ha'u tabra. Daba hatim aleh rav Yirmiya bar Abba. Another Shtar, Shovar. Had Rabbi Yirmiya's name signed on it, Bar Abba. Amrale, lav ana habai. Same story, it's not me. Amarla, Ibra, antavat. He says, no, indeed, it is you. Amar Abaye, afagav de tzurban bar Abbanan lav urhele medak, kevan de dak dak. Even though it's not the way of a rabbi to look at the ladies, but if he looked, and he's saying it's her, you believe him. Which means, you're not going to say, well, what does he know? They don't look, they're not medakdek. In the case where he's medakdek, You trust him. In this case, you're saying, oh, look, it is you. What do you mean it's not you? Rashbam. Like this rabbi himself, this is the same rabbi in the last story. Rabbi that's going to get married to Mekadesh a lady. Nidbar Ama'ariz Bahadeh. Let him take an Ama'ariz that looks at women with him. Why? Dilma Mahalfu Lemineh. They're going to switch. They're going to put another somebody else instead. So when he goes to be Mekadesh the lady, so he doesn't get tricked, let him take somebody else with him. Ama'ariz. Shemistakil Makir Ben Hashim. That's more careful. He looks. So therefore, so they don't trick him. Gemara continues from a quote from the Mishnah. So he said, when a husband divorces a wife, he has to pay the sofer for the fees to write the get. So what's the reason? It says, the one that gives it is the one that writes it. Which means the husband is the one that gives it. So he's the one that writes it. So the one that writes is the one that has to pay. But today, nowadays, we don't do this. The man doesn't pay for the sofer. The lady pays for the sofer. Why? They put it on the lady. So the man won't delay. A lady wants a get. The husband's going to delay and not pay the sofer. So therefore, know that he cannot delay the get, so they made it on the lady, so she'll expedite it. Kodvin shtale love, afapi she'en malve emo. So we said that in the Mishnah finished and said that the love pays for the shtar, the one that's borrowing the money. Because the rule of the Mishnah is the one that's getting the benefit is the one that has to pay. So the love is the one that pays for the shtar. Peshita, of course. He's the one that's getting the money. Of course he has to pay for the shtar. Who pays the sofer? Of course. Lo tzadicha be'eska. No, it wasn't a regular loan. It was an investment. Which means he's borrowing money, but he's going to make business. He's going to go partners on the profits. So you would have thought that maybe the other side has to pay. Bottom line, since he's getting the money to make the business, he has to pay for it. It wasn't a straight out loan. It was eska. It was a business. Kodvim shtar le'mokher. Afa pi she'en lokeh amu. So he said, a buyer and a seller. Who pays for the shtar? The buyer. The buyer is getting the benefit. He buys a house. He has to pay for the document, for the shtar to be written. Gemara says, Peshita. Of course, he's getting that now. Lo tzericha, b'mocher sadehu, b'pnei ra'ata. A guy's selling his field because it's a bad field. He wants to get rid of it. So you would have thought, in that case, the seller is getting a bigger benefit than the buyer because he's unloading a bad field. Kamash ma'alan, that even on a bad field, the buyer always has the benefit. Always to be a buyer, the Gemara says, not the seller, like the Rashbam quotes. L'pnei ra'ata mum gadol sheva, meaning there's a big blemish in the field, or it's far from him. That's why he wants to get rid of it. We would have thought, yetenu schar ana adideu. Let him pay. Let the seller pay because he's getting rid of it. Uchtichtiv hakone al yismach v'mocher al yitabel. Pasuk in Yalskel is talking about a time of destruction. So it says hakone al yismach. The buyer will not be happy. Which normally we see from there that the buyer is the one that is happy. V'mocher al yitabel, and the seller will not mourn. So you see, normally the buyer is the happy guy. And the seller is the sad guy. Like they say, Zevananat Kanit Zavin Ve'ovid. Like there's a statement in Baba Masi'a that says, if you sold, you lost. If you buy, you gain. So therefore, even if the field is bad, the Hiddush is that the buyer still has the Hana'ah. Okay. Good. Comes Gemara continues. And kotvim shtar erusin. Okay, we said that when you're writing the shtar erusin, so who pays for the shtar erusin? Who pays the sofer? So the hatan. Hatan pays, because they discuss how much money they're going back and forth. So we said the hatan usually gets more money, so therefore they write it for him. So the Gemara says, Peshita, it's obvious that the hatan pays for it. So it says, Lo tzericha, de afilu tzurba merabbanan, de nicha le, lechamu, lechirobe. Hadush is, even if it's a tamir hacham, where the other side is happy to get a tamir hacham. And the Gemara says, a person should always try to marry off his daughter to a tamir hacham. So you would have thought maybe the girl side has to pay. What is it? Tamir hakam. It's there. They're getting more than he's getting. They're getting a tamir hakam in their family. So kamash malam, even a tamir hakam, still he has to pay for the, his side pays for the shtar of the irusin. And kodvim shtar arisut v'kablanut. Again, sharecropping. So the guy's a sharecropper, either for a percentage or for a certain fixed amount. So we say the one that's receiving the hana'ah is the one that has to pay for the shtar. So the Gemara says, Peshita. So the Gemara says, Peshita. Lo tzericha bebura. It's talking about a field that is fallow, which means you can't plant it right away. You need to let it grow fallow for a year or two before you plant it. So you would have thought, he's working the field, but he's not benefiting anything yet, because he cannot work it immediately. Kamash ma'alan, still, even in such a field, bottom line, you're getting the hana'ah from working the field, from using the field, so therefore you have to pay for the shtar, even though it's not immediate. Even though it's a field that needs to go fallow for a year or two, kamash ma'alan, he still has to pay for the shtar. Okay. And kodvim shtare birurin ela middahat shenehem. So we, in the Mishnah, we talked about a shtar berurin. We didn't know what a shtar berurin was. The Gemara is going to explain that. My shtar berurin. What does it mean, shtar berurin? Hachet tergimu shtare ta'anta. What shtare ta'anta? Rashbam. Shnei sofre dayanim hayu kodvim ta'anot and shehariv, which means they would write down the claims of the claimants of the two parties. Kedei shelo yu to'anim v'chozim v'to'anim, which means that, what are you claiming? I claim ABC, they write it down. What do you claim? ABC, they write it down. So they don't change their claims in the middle of the story. So that's called shtar birurin, a clarification shtar. But they clarify the ta'anot on both sides. So it says, and who do we say we do this over here? First we said, Ekuv shtar elam dachin him. They both have to be there. Both have to be there when they're writing the shtar, and they write him dachin because they both have the equal benefit. He says, no, Berurin is totally different. He's talking about picking the judges. How do you pick a judge? It's called Zabla. Which means this guy picks one judge, the other guy picks another judge, and then both those judges, they pick a third judge. So they write Berurin. Ploni chose this guy to be the judge of the case. They write another shtar. This guy chose to this guy to be. So writing the dayanim, we're going to judge the case. It's called shtar berudin. Rashbam, ze borer lo dayan ehad, v'ayu kotvim b'shtar peloni berer lo dayan peloni, peloni berer lo et peloni. Good. Ban shemam gamli lo meir, l'shneim kotvim, shneim laze ba'atzmo, v'laze la ba'atzmo. So the Ban shemam gamli said, in the last case, where, let's say you're writing the ta'anot, you're writing the claims, right? You write it on two different shtarot. Till now we said, hey, you write everything on one shtar. He says, no, when it comes to the ta'anot, this guy writes his own shtar, and this guy writes his own shtar. Why do you have to write two different shtarot? Why can't you just write everything on one piece of paper? Because what I want to understand the machloket between Tanna Kamma and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Why would Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel say that you need to write it on different papers? So, lema bechofin al midat sedom kamepalge. What's Midat Sedom? Midat Sedom is the way the people of Sedom used to live. What's the way of Sedom? Shili, shili, shelach, shelach. What does that mean? They don't want to get involved with anybody. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. I don't want to get involved with you, you don't get involved with me. So the Gemara calls that Midat Sedom. It means shili, shili, shelach, shelach. You have to share, be involved. So there's a machloket amongst the hachamim. Could you force somebody? The guy wants to act like midat sedom. What's to be midat sedom? Sheli sheli shelach shelach. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. Could you force him to go against that? Could you force him to be a good guy? What do you say? If the guy wants to be like midat sedom, ain't kofin al midat sedom. There's a machloket on this. So what does midat sedom have to do with this case over here? So this case over here, they're writing one shtar. For all the ta'anot. They're writing, I say ABC, your claim is ABC. The other guy comes along and says, no, I don't want the same shtar. Sheli, sheli, shelak, shelak, I want your shtar, and you write your paper, I write my paper. So Tanakama will hold what? Kofina al midat sedom. You tell the guy, hey, midat sedom. We're forcing it. You write one paper. The guy can't come along now and say, I want my own paper. I don't want to share the paper with you. And Rabban Shmuel Gamliel will say, "Ein kofin amidat sedom." If the guy wants to write a separate paper, sheli sheli shelach shelach. That's the machloket over here. So read it inside. It says, "Lema bekofin amidat sedom kame pelige." The Morsa bar kofin. Tarekama says, "Kofin." The guy says, "I want a separate paper. I don't want to share with you. Don't get out of here. Jump in the lake. Kofin amidat sedom. Don't be amidat sedom." And Rabban Shmuel Gamliel says, "Ein kofin amidat sedom." The guy wants to write a separate paper. Listen, he's acting like a midat sedom, but you can't force the guy. So comes the Gemara and says, read the Rashbam, by the way, just to see that inside. Lema, bechufin amidat sedom ka bepelge. Midat sedom kedetnan. Ha'omer sheli sheli, shelach shelach zo midat benonit. Ve'yesh omnim zo midat sedom. Lema tanakama so shenehem notnim sachar. Tanakama will say what? They both pay for the shtar. ונותנים שטר אחד בין שניהם, and one star between them. ואם יאמר אחד מהם, לא אתן השכר, I'm not going to pay, כי אני חפץ שלי שטר אחד לבדי, I want to be alone, ולכן שטר אחד, ויש שלי שלי ושלך שלך, כופין אותו ועושים אחד. כי מה שאמרו מידת סדומי, רבן שמוס מהי כופין, and still one guy's מידת סדום, I'm not paying, why should I have to pay to be with you? I'll pay my own way, you pay your own way. זה מידת סדום. So Tanakama says, get out of here, you pay, and you write all the ta'anot on one shtar. And the Rabban Shmuel Gamliel says, the opposite. The Torah says, la, dekule alma kofin. Really, I'll tell you, if it's midat sedom, everybody holds, you could force a guy to act the straight way. V'ha'chanu ta'amad Rabban Shmuel Gamliel, ta'amad le lo nicha li de teve zechutach gave zechuti, de damit alai, ki ariye arba. In this case, the Rabban Shmuel says, this is not midat sedom. The guy has a good reason why he doesn't want to be on the same paper as this guy. Why? Because when you're writing all the claims on one paper, so the other claimant can look at the other guy's claims. By looking at the other guy's claims, literally the Gemara says, you are going to be over me like a lion. Which means, sometimes the claimants are very aggressive. They're very, very tough. This guy over here, he says, listen, I don't want to be on the same shtar as you. All day long, you're going to be looking at my claims, and you're going to be able to think of strategies how to beat me in judgment. That's not midat sedom. The guy's asking to be on a separate shtar because he doesn't want his claims to be revealed to the other side. Because otherwise, you're going to stand over me like a lion, and you're going to attack me in the beddin. That's not midat sedom. If a guy gives a good reason why he doesn't want to be on the same shtar, it makes sense. Look at the Rashbam. The damit alai kariya arba kol sha'ash shetereya kitab tavu alai ba'alilot ta'anatech ketuvim bo v'sham tere ta'anotai. You're going to see my claims next to yours. Navo lide miriba ki ish miribot ata. You're an argumentative type of guy. I don't want my claims to be next to your claims. So all day long, you're going to be looking at the claims to figure out exactly what they're saying, stuff like that. So in that case, Rabban Shmuel Gamliel says, that's sedom. The guy gives a reason why he wants to be on a separate shtar. He's able to give a reason. In this case, he's giving a reason. That's why he says you can write it on separate shtar. Mi shepara mishnah. Mi shepara miksat hobo. Okay, a guy paid part of his debt. He owed, let's say, $1,000. He paid part of it. Now he has a shtar. He still owed money. So he gave the shtar to a third party to hold the shtar. He said, "Ve'amar lo, im lo eten lecha mikat ve'am yom peloni, ten lo shtaro." He said like this: "I owe you. I paid him. Let's say it was $1,000. I paid him $500. So he owes him 500. The malveh gave the shtar to a third party because it's partially paid. He cannot hold on to the shtar anymore because the shtar says 1,000. It was partially paid. It's 500. So he gives the shtar to a third party. The love, the borrower, tells the third party, listen, I'm going to make good. I'm going to pay the $500. If I don't pay the 500 by this date, give him back the shtar. And then he can collect 1,000. Okay. He's a big shot. He's talking, if I don't pay by such and such a date, I'm telling you, give him back the shtar, and he'll come after me again. And that's it. She's trying to show, I'm going to pay. So what's the deen? So Gemara says, of course, what happened? The time came, he didn't pay the 500. Rabbi Yosef Omer Yitain, Rabbi Yudami Lo Yitain. Mahloket. Do you give back the shtar or not? What's the mahloket based on? So Gemara says, Bemaikim Mepalge. What's the mahloket? Rabbi Yosef Savar Asmachta Kanya, Rabbi Yudah Savar Asmachta Lo Kanya. We had this mahloket many times already. What's Asmachta? Asmachta means when a person makes a commitment that's an exaggerated commitment. Like this case over here. So there's a mahloket when a person says something like this that's exaggerated, that he never thinks it's going to really happen. When he said, if I don't pay, give him the shtar, he never dreamt that he's not going to pay. He never thought it's going to even come to fruition, such a statement. That's called asmachta. So one opinion says, asmachta lo kanya. He didn't mean it. What do you mean? He said it. He said it. But his kavanah was not to be kone, to be makneh, that should actually happen. So therefore, one rabbi says, even though the time came and he didn't pay, lo yitin, don't give the shtar back to the malveh. But you said to give the shtar back to the malveh. I never intended it's going to happen. I was exaggerating when I said it. The other rabbi says, no, asmachta kanya. You said it, you said it. So that's the machloket. So what's the halakha when it comes to asmachta? So Gemara says, Amar Ibn Nahman, Amar Babar Abu, Amar Rab, halakha kirbi Yosef. What's halakha kirbi Yosef? Asmachta kanya. And therefore what? Give him the shtar. Ki atu lekamed Rabbi Amin. Amar lehu, v'chi me'acha shakbi yohanam melemedenu, pa'am lishona, v'shiniya, halakha kirbi Yosef. Listen, what do you want me to do? In the Shi'ur, Rabbi Yohanan said it once, not once. He said it twice. He keeps on repeating it. That what? Halakha k'Rabbi Yosef. Asmachta kanya. Ani ma'ase. What do you want me to do? I can't argue on Rabbi Yohanan. However, the Gemara says, Ve'en halakha k'Rabbi Yosef. Halakha does not follow Rabbi Yosef. Ela what? Lo yitin. Why? Because asmachta lo kanya. Unless, the Rashbam points out, they made a kinyan at the time of the asmachta. If they actually made an official kinyan, if I don't pay this time, give the shtar, and they make an official kinyan at the time, that's another story. But just the burim, I'll do it, I'll give it, that alone, that commitment is not enough. Okay, Rashbam, Mishnah. New story. Mi shenemhak shtar hovo. Guys, the shtar. What happened? The shtar got erased. So now they want to rehash the shtar. The words got erased. Ma'amid alav edim. So bring witnesses. Ubal ifne beddin. Bring the witnesses in front of beddin. Ve'osin lo kiyum. And they have to make a validation to it. How? Ish peloni ben peloni nemhak shtaro beyom peloni upeloni. The witnesses testify. Or they write. Listen, we are testifying. Such and such a guy, the shtar got erased on such and such a date. Uploni, uploni, idav. And you should know, his witnesses are so and so. Now look at the Rashbam. Mishnah Mhaj Shtar Hobo. Me'atzmo. How did it get erased? By itself. Shinit Tashtesh. Either the ink was erased or got blotched. Or Shinaflu Adav Mum. Or something fell on it where it was not legible. Ma'amid alav edim. Omayim, hila. Nafla alav mayim. Water fell on the shtar. So it's not legible. Ma'amid alav edim. Hayyud'im me'ematay nikhtav. You have to be witnesses that know what's going on. They know when the Shtar was written. They rewrite it with the time, the amount of money. נמחק שטרו שהיה כתוב ביום פלוני ופלוני ופלוני היו עדים שהיו חתמים בו כל זה כותבים אבל המקיימים ואחר כך חותמים את שמותם בסוף. אוקיי, אז כמה זה גמרא explains how does this work. תראו לבנן איזהו קיומו, how do they make the קיום, what do they write exactly. So he said the following, ממותיו תלתה אבינה Anu, Peloni, Uploni, Uploni. The Beit Din says, Vemotav Tlata, in a group of three, we the judges, Ploni, Ploni, Uploni. Hotsi, Ploni, Ben Ploni, Shtar Mahok Lefanenu. Mr. Ploni produced in front of the judges a Shtar that was Mahok, that was erased. Beyom Peloni, Uploni, Uploni, Idav. Hey, they write the whole thing. The story that happened, and these are the witnesses, this is the story, they rewrite it. And if they write on it, הוסקקנו לעדותן של עדים ונמצאת עדותן מכוונת גובר ואינו צריך להביא ראיה ואם לאו צריך להביא ראיה. Now, just because they rewrote the shtar, that doesn't mean that they're validating the witnesses and they're validating the shtar. They're just saying this is what was on the shtar. Normally when a guy comes to collect, we tell him, make kiyum. Go validate that the witnesses are legitimate and the signatures are legitimate. In this case over here, they're just saying, this is what happened. There was a shtar like this. So, if they write, and we checked it out, and everything is good, we check the witnesses out, and we analyze it, that's it, then you can collect with it immediately. You don't have to make kiyum on it. That's the kiyum. But if they just... So listen, the guy came to us, we know there was such a star like this, and then these are the witnesses, these are the facts. But when he comes to collect, he's going to have to make a kiyum. They're not valid, they're not testifying that everything's legitimate in the star. They're just testifying that there was a star like this in the world. Like, go validate the witnesses, make sure the signatures are good and all that. That's another story. Look at the Rashbam. Top line. Hotsi shtar mahuk lefanenu. שהיה כתוב ביום פלוני ופלוני ופלוני, היו עדים שעותמים בו. אם כתוב בו, הוסקקנו, אז תאמין, שעמדו אלו בטין המתקיים וחקרו עדים החתומים בו. We investigated. We checked the witnesses, להעיד על חתימתם ונמצאו דברים מכוונים, גובה בזמן ראשון הכתוב בשתווה, צריך לראיה אחרת. Finished, he can collect, the star is legal immediately. ואם לאו, צריך להביא ראיה אחרת על הזמן, על הסיכום המאות, ועל כל מה שהיה כתוב בשטר. Otherwise, okay, the Beti is not saying the shtar is validated. They're just saying this is what happened. You want to collect with it? Go now and make a kiyum on the shtar. Comes the Gemara and says, "Nikra pasul, nitkara kasher." Oh, we're talking about a shtar that got ripped. Nikra means if it got ripped by a person. If somebody ripped it, nikra. So then the deen is what? Nikra pasul. The shtar is pasul. Nitkara. If it ripped by itself, what does that mean, ripped by itself? See. Kashir. Nimhak. On the tashtesh. If the shtar got erased, on the tashtesh, it got like stained. Imrishum on nikar kashir. If you can still read the marking of it, sometimes it gets erased, you can still read the marking from underneath the writing. If you can still read it like that, kashir. So that Gemara analyzes these statements. Hechi dame nikra, hechi dame nitkara. What's the case? Ripped by a person or ripped by itself? Amar Rav Yehuda, nikra kera shel beddin. Nikra means beddin ripped the shtar. Nitkara kera sheno shel beddin. Gemara says, if Beit Din ripped the shtar up, that means it was paid. Why was Beit Din ripped the shtar? Maybe because it was paid. If it was ripped by Beit Din, pasul. If it was ripped by a regular, not by Beit Din, it's kasher. Question is, how do you know if it was ripped by Beit Din or not? Gemara says, "Hechi dame kerach shel Beit Din." Oh, Gemara asked, how do you know if it was ripped by the Beit Din? Amar Yehuda, makum edim. When they rip it, they rip it in a special way. They don't just rip it in half. They rip the ikar of the shtar, which is what? The name where the witness is signed, the place, and the toref, which is the actual goof of the shtar. So they don't just rip it stam. They rip it to make sure all the key information is now ripped. So when you see such tears on the Aydin, and on the toref, and on the zman, then already you know this was done by Beit Din, it means it must have been paid already, and therefore it's finished. Abaye Amar, Sheti V'Ayriv. Abaye says no. Beit Din has a special way of tearing. Sheti V'Ayriv. They go one across, vertical, and horizontal, like X, exactly. So when you see such a type of a shtar that has the rip of Beit Din, then you know already it's prepared. Another type of rip, say a guy ripped by itself. It wasn't ripped by Beit Din, so it's kosher. Hanehu arba'eh. Arba'eh is Yishma'ilim. A bunch of Yishma'ilim. De'atu lepumpedita. They got the pumpedita. De'avu ka'anse ad'ata de'inche. What were they doing? They were taking fields from people. They were going to people that have fields. Give me your field. And not only give me your field, give me your shtar also. Deed. So that's it. So now they have the field, they have the deed, they have everything. So the people are getting robbed. So they had an idea of the people. Atu marvatahu lekamed abeye. So the owners of the fields, they didn't get stolen yet. They came in front of abeye. Amale le'aze mor shtare. Look at our shtarot. So you'll know that we're the original owners. Look, that we're the owners here. Look, before they take it away. Look, and then what do you want to do? V'dichtov lan mor shtara harina ale. Write for us another shtar, so we can have a backup. The e mitnis had nektina had biyadan. If the Arabs come along and take one of our shtarot, at least we have another shtar, so we have a backup, so we'll be able to get it. Amaleu may avid lechu. I'm sorry, I can't help you. What can I do for you? The hamar of safra in kodvim shne shtarot al sade ahat. I'm sorry. The rule is we don't write two shtarot on one field. Why? Dilma tarif vahadar tarif. Because maybe the owner of the field is going to collect twice. What do you mean collect twice? When he buys the field with ahrayut, meaning there's a guarantee on the field. If somebody's going to come and take the field, let's say the seller owed money. Correct? So now that creditor is going to come to the field and take it. What does he do in that case? He's able to go to the seller's properties that he sold and take it, because his field is guaranteed. If he has two shtarot, he can do that twice. Which means the creditor is going to come to the buyer. I have a shtar, I'm owed money. He possesses the field. He possesses, that's my field. I have a guarantee. So what is he going to do? He'll go to somebody else. Listen, here's a shtar, I own the field that was taken away from me. I'm taking the field from you now. Now you take out another shtar 2 weeks later, go to a different guy. By the way, my field was taken from me, and I have a guarantee on it. So we never write two shtarot for one buyer, because he can present it twice and get paid illegally. So it says, Avu katardele. They were giving Abaye a hard time. No, you got to write it another shtar. Yeah, you got to write it, please. They weren't going away. So what did he do? Amarle le safre. So he told the sofer, Zil ketov lehu, hu ala mehak ve'edav ala neyar de pasul. Write the mishtar, but write it in a way where it's a shtar pasul. Write the shtar on the erasure. As if he told him, write the shtar, erase it, write it again. So now you're writing the main part of the shtar on an erasure. The idea is on the regular part of the shtar, unerased. And what did we learn already? So when you see a shtar like that, it's pasul, which was really telling him, they don't know the halakha. They were giving him a hard time. Hey, you want a shtar? Okay. To pacify them, hey, give them a shtar. They don't know if it's pasul, not pasul. They walk away happy. But really, the shtar is worthless. Meaning he didn't want to be bothered by them. They were harassing him. Hey, you have to write us. We're not leaving. Okay. We're going to write you. So now, Amar de Rabaha bar min yomel abaye. Vedilma rishomo nikar. He's understand. What you did is a dangerous system. Yes, it sounds like he told them, write the shtar, erase it, write it again, so this is on the erasure, and put the idim on the regular pot. The problem is, when you erase, we learned already, if it is shumon nikar, if you could see the original writing still, it's kasher. So therefore, you're giving them another shtar that might be able to be kasher the way you're doing it. V'tanya nimhak u'netashtesh im reshumon nikar kasher. Meaning, the way you told it, tell them to do it, is problematic. Amale mi ka'amina shtara me'elya alif bet me'alma ka'amina. What do you think? I told them to write a shtar, then erase it? I told them to write alif bet gimal dalet evav and then erase it. He thought, they told him, write the shtar and then erase it and rewrite it. But that's dangerous. Because if the shumon nikar, if you could still see the writing, it's a problem. I didn't tell him to write the shtar. I told him to write alif bet. And erase, just to write something so you can have an erasure. So therefore, what the shumon nikar? Alif bet gimal dalet? That's nothing. Tarun banan. We have a braita. הרי שבא ואמר אבד שטר חובי. Guys, listen, I'm owed money. I lost my star. אף פי שאנו עדים, אנו כתבנו וחתמנו ונתנו לו. And he said, listen, the witnesses agree with me. He goes, yes, absolutely, we wrote it, we signed it. The guy's not lying. The man definitely, he had a star. אין כותבים לו את השטר. You don't write him another shtar. Bemi devarim amurim bishtare halva'a. Referring to what? Shtar halva'a. When it comes to a loan. Look at the Rashbam. Bishtare halva'a. Afilu im ba'o lichtov chutz mahariyut shebo. En kotvim. De'atu limitrav b'bnei hareh. Exactly, which means you can never write a lender another shtar. Maybe he'll find the first shtar. They'll come collect twice. You can never do that. Because the guy could have two shtarot in his pocket now. Even though he says he lost and things like that, it's a risk. So when it comes to shtar al da'a, you lost your shtar, don't lose your shtar again. We cannot help you. Because you could get paid twice. However, the Gemara says, לא סתום על שטרי הלוואה, אבל שטרי מקח וממכר כותבים חוץ מן האחריות שבו. שטר מקח וממכר זו I bought a house. Comes to the bed din, I lost my deed to the house. In this case over here, they write him another star. But when they write another shtar, they're careful to say, without a harayut. What does it mean without a harayut? Which means you want to just prove that the house is yours, and the witnesses testify, yes. There was a sale, the guy bought it, absolutely, it's his, or that. We'll write another shtar. But, let's say the house is repossessed. Somebody takes the house. Now this guy can go to the kohot in order to take out, to get paid back. The guy's got two shtarot, he'll go to two people. So therefore, we write him one shtar, but we put in it with no guarantees. So therefore, he'll never be able to go out and take any money from anybody else. That's the way we protect. You want proof that you're the owner? Okay, the proof that you're the owner. But look at the Rashbam. Aval, the bottom Rashbam. Mishtare, mekah o memka, im amru edim, katavnu venatanu lo, כותבים לו אחר, חוץ מהחלות שבו. מאחר שמת הדבר שזה הקרקע קנוי לו, והוא ירא פן ישתקע הדבר, he's worried that maybe people are going to forget that he's the owner. ויערערו עליו שלא כדין, people are going to come and say, hey, you're not the owner. So כותבים לו שטר מקח, בלא אחריות. They write him a star as proof of owner, without אחריות. כנופש כמה שטרה, דנן תכבו דלו למקבבה, לא משעבדה ולא בני אחרי, but we don't let him collect anything from the star. Just it's a proof of ownership. Comes Gemara continues. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Av Shtare Mekach Umemkar En Kodvim. Oh, he says even such a shtar you don't write. Which means the guy comes along and says, listen, I bought the house. I lost my shtar. You have witnesses that come along and say, yes, we were there, he's there, he bought it, no question. So write him another shtar. A bunch of them don't even write him anything. Why? Even just proof of ownership. Without a harayut, don't write him anything. Why? So look at the Rashbam, top Rashbam. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afilu Bishtare Mekah Omemkar En Kodvim. The Svira Lehe, Otiyot Niknot, Bemisirak, the Kaman Gabe, Matana Daishin, and Dilma Lahashi Kadvov, and Adolo Shtar Mechira, Yazilo Loke, Azele Moher, et Ashetar, Behazilo Mikho. He was like this. He bought the house, he had the shtar. All of a sudden, he said, you know what? They changed their mind. According to the Rabban Shimon Gamliel, it's enough for this buyer just to give back the shtar. Once he gives back the shtar, already the house goes back to the original owner. You don't have to make a new shtar using the original shtar. This was a shtar of a sale. How could you undo it? Just give the shtar back. He owes, by giving the shtar back, the house changes ownership. You don't have to write another shtar. So therefore, according to this, how could you write another shtar? Maybe the witnesses are right that we were there, the shtar was, but maybe he gave the shtar back. And by giving the shtar back, the house doesn't belong to him anymore. How do you know who owns the house? All the witnesses were saying, yeah, we were there when the guy bought the house. And then after what happened, the guy went and gave the shtar back to the seller. And the best was that when you give the shtar back to the seller, the house transfers back to him. So therefore you cannot write another shtar, because you don't know really who was the owner. However, וכן היה רבן שמעון גמליאל אומר, הנותן מתנה לחברו, והחזיר לו את השטר, חזרה מתנתו. That's what he holds. He holds, he gave a מתנה to somebody. He wrote a shtar, let's say. He gives the shtar back, the מתנה goes back. So it's the same thing over here. והחמים אומרים, מתנתו קיימת. החמים say, no. You can't just return a shtar. You have to write a whole new shtar in order to make the sale. Look at the Rashbam. Matanato kayemet. Ela imken hazar u'machra o natna lo bekinyan gamur o bishtar hadash. Exactly. So therefore, comes out we have three cases over here. Or two cases. A case of halva'a. Everybody agrees on a loan, you never write a second shtar. God comes, I lost my shtar. Tough luck. Because on a loan, he might just present it twice. Present it twice, cannot do that. When it comes to a sale, so we have a machloket. The Hachamim say, on a sale, write him a deed, proof of owner, without any ability to collect from anybody. According to Rashbag, don't even write him a proof of owner, because you don't know if he's the owner. What do you mean? What happened? Because maybe he received the shtar, and he returned the shtar. By returning the shtar, the house goes back to the original owner. And if I could write, Hachamim say, no. You can't just returning a shtar doesn't mean anything. If you want to really sell the house back to the original, you have to write a new shtar. And since there's no new shtar out there, so you write a new shtar, but you just write it without a harayut.